Let's say first his animals were stolen, and first after that, then he was makabel to be a nazir. Then the lacha rezein a nazir. He's not called a nazir. In other words, it's called like a nazirus patois. Like you go to a chacham, the chacham can be matzah your neder. That's called a good charata. Like you only was makabel to be a nazir because you thought you had animals in your house, so it'll be easy for you to bring the karbonis. But now that you find out the animals were stolen already, you never meant to become a nazir. Misha says now vizut so, but if you first made the nazirus and then the animals were stolen, that's not called a good charata. That's not called a good pesach because that's called a nolud. In other words, at the time when you made your nazir, you had your animals. So at that time, you knew what you were doing. Something happened later that usually shouldn't have happened, that the animals got stolen. So that's called a nolud. Something new was created later that you can't use for charata. And the Mishnah says, vizut toy is toy nochem amodi. Nochem amodi made a mistake in this halacha. What was the case then? Kisholu nazirim in agoyla. When a person was mekabel naziris to be in goyla chutz loretz, so he knows that the only way he can become finished with the Naziris is you have to come up to Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash and bring your Kabbonis. So at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was still there, a person was makabel to be a Nazir outside Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to come into Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim to bring his Kabbonis. Now these people that were makabel Naziris outside, now when they came up to Yerushalayim, Umotzo Beis HaMikdash Charev, they found out now after the Churban of Beis HaMikdash. So now they had Charot, they were a Nazir. Because now they can't bring kavanas, so they're going to have to remain a nazir the rest of their life. They'll never be able to drink wine anymore. Because you can't take off the yisur and the ziris unless you bring a carbon. And since the churban abayis, you can't bring a carbon anymore. So Amulem Nochem Amodi, said to his people, Ilu Yisim Yodim, if you would have known, the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, Hayisim Noizrim, would you still have become a nazir? Amulem, they said, no, we'd have never done it. V'hetirun Nochem Amodi. The Nochem Amodi was mad to them. He said, that's called a good Pesach. Because if you would have known that the Beis HaMikdash would be Choruv at the time when you have to bring your Kabbonis, you would have never been a Nazir. That's called a good Charot. You feel bad, and the Chacham could be mad to the Neder that way. All right, turn over. So this is what Nochem Amodi said. And this the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ukeshebo Hadav Reitzach Chomim, when the Chum heard about this, Omru, they said no, that kol shen nozar ad shelechorv Beis HaMikdash, nozir. If you were mekabel naziris before the Beis HaMikdash was chorav, so at the time when you made your naziris, you had no excuse then. Like at that time, it was able for kabbonis to be brought. I later on, within your 30 days, the Beis HaMikdash was chorav, we say so what? That's a noilat, something new that shouldn't have happened, came up later, with that you can't use for the excuse, as if to say at the beginning you would have not made a nether. Because it's not true. At the time when you made a nether, you're not supposed to think that there would be a churban of a Beis HaMikdash. That's called a noilat, something new happens later. Right then, you wouldn't have thought like that. Therefore, the way you were thinking at the time when you made the nether, you would have made a nether in all cases. Therefore, that's not called a good charata. But umishachor of Beis HaMikdash ain't a nazir. But let's say somebody outside Eretz Yisrael was makabel naziris after the Beis HaMikdash was already choruv, and he didn't know about it. So he was makabel to be a nazir. Then later they tell him, you should know that the Beis HaMikdash was choruv. So we tell him, if you would have known that at the time when you made the neder, the Beis HaMikdash was choruv already, would have you been a nazir? Then he would say no. That's called the good charata. Because at the time when you made the neder, you really wouldn't have made it if you would have known this idea. And then it happened already. But just at the time when you made the neder, the thing did not take place yet, and it's not something that shchiach often to happen, but that's the first case of our Mishnah, that the animals got stolen. It's not normal for animals to be stolen. So therefore, at the time when you made your naziris, you still owned your animals, or the Beis HaMikdash was still here. Even though later on the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed, or your animals got stolen, the naziris is still called, you're still a nazir. This Gemara says that Omar Rabbi says, Shotfu Rabbon Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbon like wiped off Rabbi Eliezer, Vayukme Beshetasayu. And they came out to Psak Aloch is like the Rabbonin. The Tanam was not like this. Poinschin bin Neulad, Divu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Shetur is that a Chacham, when he goes to be Matar and Neder, he could be Matar the Neder even with a Neulad. No, it's not like our Mishnah. In other words, in the case where the Nazir first had his own animals, And he was mekabel to be a nazir because he thought he had animals ready. Then later, 10 days later, they get stolen. So Rav Lezer says, if you go to a chacham, the chacham has a right to be matir your neder and tell you, if you would have known that they would be stolen, would have you been mekabel naziris? If the person says no, that's called a good charata. In other words, the excited charata is you have to feel bad at the beginning. In other words, we have to, when a chacham is matir the neder, he has to make it like there was a tois. There was a mistake at the beginning of the Naziris. So we have to look now all the way back, like that first day when you made the Naziris, there was a mistake involved. That's how we're matrit. So Rav Lezer says, even though the animals first got stolen later on, and at the day when you made the Naziris, you still had your animals, still that could be called a good charota. We could still say that if you would have known that they would be stolen, they will be stolen, you wouldn't have been a Nazir. That's also called a good charota. But the halacha is not like that. The chachamim oisrim. The chachamim say no, like in our Mishnah. That's not called the good charota. A charota to say it has to be said that all the way back, when you first made your neder, something then that really you should have known about, but you didn't know about, that's called the good charota. But to say that the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed, or the animals will be stolen, that's not something that's shchiyah, that's only to happen, that's not called the good charota. The Yom HaRavah says, even though the Chum say we can't use a Neula to make a Pesach with it, but you can take off a Neder with a Tanai with the condition of Neula. What does that mean? What's the case? Amri Lohan, they told him like this, Inu Asa Inish, if somebody would have come, the Yom HaLachon would have told you, the Chorav Beis Hamikdash, that the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, may have a Nedrichon, not recent, would have you made the neder? And if he says no, that's called a good Pesach. That's called a Tanai. So the Rosh say here on something. Notice it means like this, that if we tell the person like this, the Rosh says, the Amrilon Ilu Os Inshi, that means Ilu Hoyu Boyin Anoshim, if people would have been coming, Vahoyu Noistim Lachemet, so they would give you advice, and they would have told you, Shaloi Tiduru, don't become a Nazir. Ula Yechuv Beis Hamikdash, because maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed. Teren Kolos Nazirasim, before you finish your Nazirus. Kolom Ayisa Nazirim, would have you still become a Nazir? For Yom Rukain, and they said no, so that's also called a good Pesach. In other words, it's not really called a Melet. Like we ask him right now, what type of a person are you? If somebody would come and tell you right now not to become a Nazir, because maybe later on the Beis Hamikdash would be Chorav, like in 20 days from now. So if you're a type of a person that you would have said, you know, I'm afraid of what you're saying, that true, maybe it'll be Chorav, and I wouldn't have made a Neder, that then it's called the good Pesach. So if we ask you this type of a question, that's called the good Charata. In other words, just not to tell the person, listen, right now it's Chorav, that's no good. Because true right now it's Charev. But 20 days ago when you made your neder, it wasn't Charev then. So we have to think, what type of a person are you? How would you think then 20 days ago? So since 20 days ago the Beis Hamikdash was here, so then that's time we say for sure you would have still made your neder. Therefore it's not called the Charot or Tois at the beginning. But if we ask the person, like if we would tell you right now, you should know, somebody would give you advice, don't be a Nazir now. You know why? Because maybe 20 days from now the Beis Hamikdash will be Charev. So we have to see what this guy says. If the guy says, I don't care what you're saying, it doesn't bother me, I'll still be a Nazir, then that's not called a good Charata. Because that's not what happened. Because the person is such a type of person that he's afraid, he's scared. And he tells us that he would have not made the Nazir, the Naziris, and the Chanami, then Taka Naziris and Taka Natcha. It's finished. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, if I would have been there, I would have said like this. So the pasuk says, "Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem." Heima, this is the pasuk in Yirmiyo. That was them make this rishon, make this sheni. So the churban means to say that we know there'll be a churban abayis. So why is it called an eilud? Like we know there's supposed to be a base mikdash sheni. So we know, and we know it's supposed to be a base mikdash shlishi. So we know there's going to be the turcha bonus. So why is it called an eilud? So Gemara says, "Need the yad and the yechruv." True, we know that there was supposed to be a churban abayis. We don't know when though. So therefore to say when it would be is called an Eilut. Omer Abayiv, lo yadin, we don't know li'emus. But see, the pasuk says, Shvuayim, Shivim, like in 6-70 weeks. Nechta chalamcha, velir kotshecha. That there'll be a churban abayis. The more v'akatim yadinim hayoyma. Even though we know around, but we still don't know exactly which day. So still, that's called something somebody doesn't think about. That's not called the good charot. That's not called the good Pesach. That's called the neuva. That's no good. Here's the mission we have this school. Someone is going on the road. We had this mission before. Six people walking on the road here, and somebody was coming in front of them. Omar echod mehen. One of them said, "Now, hareni nozer shezeh ploini. I want to become a nozer because I know this person coming in front of us is Chaim Yankel." That's what one person said. The second one said, "No, hareni nozer shezeh ploini. I want to become a nozer because I know this person is not Chaim Yankel." Then the third person said, "Hareni nozer shechod mikem nozer. I want to be a nozer as long as one of you two are a nozer." Then the fourth one said, "Shein echad mikem nozer. I want to become a nozer if one of you is not a nozer. In other words, as long as one is not, I want to be a nozer." And the fifth one said, "Sheshnechem nazirim. I want to be a nozer only if both of you are nazirim," to the first two. And then the sixth one said, "Shekucham nazirim." The sixth guy said, "I want to be a nozer if all six of you or all five of you are nazirim." That's what the sixth person said. So kids, each one told the other one, "If you're nazirim, I'll be." So Beishamai Yomrim Kulam Nazirim. That's Beishamai Shita that Nozir Betoyis is Chal, even though you made a mistake here, whether it's Yeh Chaim Yankel or not Chaim Yankel, since you said you want to be a Nozir, Nazir is Chal. Or Beisil Loim remain a Nozir. No, you're not a Nozir. Betoyis is not a Nozir. Elamishlan is Chaim Dvorov. The more it means, and what it means to say really is, the one that is Mitzkaim Dvorov. But you're the one that's saying the truth, he's a Nozir, and the one that made a mistake is not a Nozir. Rebbe Tarfanama, they'll know, ain't echad mehem nozer. His shita is neither of them on nazirim. Because Rebbe Tarfan shita is, ain't nazir is elabah flaw. A nozer is only if you speak out a clear lushin that right now we know for sure you're a nozer. But if you have any doubts whether you're a nozer now or not, that's not called the good lushin of nazirus, so neither of them here on nazirus. Because right now we don't know if it's true, that is Chaim Yankel or not. His siyach liachurim, let's say this person ran backwards. And we don't know who he is. We never find out if he's really Chaim Yankel or not. Ain't a nozer. So then none of them are nazirus then. Shimon Oimer, no, it's a suffix. That Yoimer, let the person say, Imha yikadvorah herei nozer. If the person is really Chaim Yankel, I want to be a nozer now and bring my chayva. V'yim lav, and if it was not Chaim Yankel, herei nozer nedava. I have to be another person nedava. But if Shimon says, even in a suffix, you do become a nozer, so in a suffix, you have to take care of it. And therefore the answer is, bring a chayva, but also bring in a dava. Like maybe the guy was Chaim Yankel, then you really are a nazir. And even if it wasn't Chaim Yankel, then you're not a nazir, you want to be a nazir, but terrorist in the dava. Alright, stop here. Yehol naflam et beizim a beiz. It's the Mishnah again. Last Mishnah was, hoye mahalchem baderech. If somebody was going on the road, the yechod, six people were walking together on the road. The yechod bo kenegdoi. And one person now came in front of all these people. Now out of these six people, Omar echad mehen hareini nozir shezeh ploini. I want to become a nozir if this is so and so. If this is Chaim Yankel, I want to be a nozir. The yechad Omar, the second one, said hareini nozir shein zeh ploini. I want to be a nozir if this is not Chaim Yankel, if it's not him. The third one said hareini nozir sheechad mikem nozir. I'll become a nozir if one of you two are a nozir. And the fourth one said, "Shein echad mikem nozir. I'll become a nozir if one of you two are not a nozir." Or else the fifth one said, "Sheshnechem nazirim. I'll become a nozir if both of the first two are a nozir." And the sixth one said, "Shekulcham nazirim. I'll become a nozir if all five of you first are all nazirim." So the locher is Beishamai Yermim Kulu nazirim. Beishamai Shitriz that Azoy ben nozir hegish betoyis. A Naziris Betoyis is called a good Naziris. So even by mistake, it's called a Naziris here also. If you thought it was Chaim Yankel, and that's why you wanted to become a Nazir, even though maybe really it wasn't Chaim Yankel, still you're a Nazir. That's the law. According to Beis Shammai, Kulam, all six people here, are Nazir. Beisil says, no, a Toyis is not a Nazir. You're only a nazir, so the lashon is the one that is not like he said. So we'll see. The Gemara asks the kasha, why is it so? And the Gemara says it should be elabimi sheniskayim devarim. that the one that's saying the truth, in other words, if it is Chaim Yankel, then this one is a Nazir. And if it's not, then the other one is a Nazir. But Rabbi Silas says the only one that's a Nazir is the one that really said the truth. Rabbi Tarfon Noimer Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. Rabbi Tarfon says no, even later when we find out exactly who this person was, still neither of them become a Nazir. Because Rabbi Tarfon Shitriz of Ein Naziris Elalaf Law, that means you have to speak out clearly to know exactly when you say it, if you are a Nazir or not. And over here, when you spoke it out, we do not know if you're a Nazir yet. Like one person said, I'll become a Nazir that this is Chaim Yankel. And the other one said, no, I'll become a Nazir that it's not Chaim Yankel. So right now, we don't know which one is telling the truth. We do not know right now which one is really a Nazir. So according to Reb Tarfon, that's not called the good Kabbalah Naziris. So Reb Tarfon says, now Mishnah, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. Neither of these six people become a Nazir. Because at the time when they spoke out and said something, we do not know yet whether that's a good lashon or not. And Tosafot says, "The leinitna nizirus ela lahaflo." Nizirus is only given if you speak out a clear lashon. The Gabinozik says, "Ish kiyafli shetzarech lahaflia," that you have to speak out a clear, direct lashon. That's Reb Tarfon Shita. So any time that has a doubt whether this lashon is nizirus or not, according to Reb Tarfon, it's not a good lashon of nizirus. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be of here? Siya liyachurov. This person, that one guy said it was Chaim Yankel, one guy said it was not. This person went away. He went away from the six people. Instead of coming close that they'll be able to find out who he really is, and right away the person turned around and ran away. Siya liyachurov. So now we never find out really if that person was Chaim Yankel or not. We taka don't know which one of these first two is telling the truth. So therefore the Lachar is ain't a Nazir. The Stam Tanakam holds, there's no Nazirus at all, because it's a Sofik, and the Klal is a person doesn't put himself into a Sveika. So that's another Svara. This is less of a Svara than Reb Tarfon. In other words, here, if we would find out the truth later, then sure, whichever one was telling the truth would be a Nazir. But now we're saying, if you can't find out the truth, so that means both of them would only be a Sofik Nazir. That's a svar, a person doesn't put himself into a situation to become a Sofik Nazir. So the svar is, if you would know that you'll never be able to find out who that person was, whether you should become a Nazir or not, so in a Sofik, a person does not mean to mekabel Naziris. That's the Tanakama svar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Rabbi Shimon knows that a person puts himself into a Sofik, even though it's doubtful. Like the first person said, if this is Chaim Yankel, I want to be a Nazir. Even though now we'll never be able to find out if that person was really Chaim Yankel or not. So it's always going to remain a Sofik to you, are you a Nazir or not? Rabbi Shimon says yes. Even in a Sofik, a person puts himself into it. So each one of them now is a Sofik whether he's a Nazir. So what do you do? The Chori is finished. He has to keep Nazirus because maybe it's Chal. But he can't bring a Korban because it's like Chulun Lazara. Maybe he's not a Nazir. So what should he do? So Rabbi Shimon says, the person should say, if it's true the way I said it, that the person is Chaim Yankel, so then I'm a Nazir because of my first Kabbalah. So finished, I'm a Nazir. And when I get finished 30 days, I'll bring a Korban because I'm a real Nazir. That'll be Chayva, that's not my Chayv. But he has to speak out, Vim Lav, on the tzad to say that he's not a Nazir, on the tzad to say that was not Chaim Yankel, so then his Nazirus is not Chal, so then how could he bring a Korban in Schulim Lazara? The Teretz is he's saying, Hareini Nazir Nadava, you should know that I want to become a Nadava, so that he could do. Now he's making himself like a Nazir, but Teretz and Nadava. That if the first Kabbalah was a good Kabbalah's Nazirus, then I only want to be that Nazir. But on the tzad that the first Kabbalah was not a good Kabbalah, on the tzad that that person was not Chaim Yankel, so I'm not really a Nazir because of my first Naziris, on that tzad I want to be Mekabel to be a Nazir like Mataras Nadava. So therefore, no matter which way you look at it, he is for sure a Vade Nazir, and therefore at the end of 30 days, he brings his Karbonis. But he has to do this. Because according to Reb Shimon, even though it's doubtful whether you're a Nazir or not, a person puts himself into the doubt. So you have a Sofik whether you are a Nazir or not. So therefore the only way to get out of it is to say that even, to make this Nadava. to speak out that if you are a Nazir, very good. But if that person was not Chaim Yankel, that I'm not really a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir anyway, but there is Nadava. So that's the locha, that you become a Nazir and you can bring your Kabbonis. So more stuff like this. So the Reisha says, in Beis Hillel says the locha in the Mishnah, Beis Hillel's Lashon was, when these six people said these Lashonis one after another, so our Mishnah's Gerser is, well, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Einai Nazir, Ela Mi Shaloi Niskai Medvaru. Only the one that was not in this kind, that did not happen the way he said it, that's the one that's a Nazir. So Gemara asks, Mi Shaloi Niskai Medvarov, am I have a Nazir? If so, why is he a Nazir? If it's not the way you said it, so why should you be a Nazir? Beis Hillel holds there's no Naziris betois. If you make a mistake, there's no Naziris. So if you said you'll be a Nazir if that person is Chaim Yankel, so why, if it's not Chaim Yankel, then you're a Nazir? Why should you be? Some Rabbi Yehuda says, we changed the Girsa. Eima, we should rather put it this way. Eima, Mishin is Chaim Odevarov. The Girsa should be, Beis Hillel says, whichever one is right. As we'll check it out later and see whether it is Chaim Yankel or not. And if it is Chaim Yankel, then number one is a Nazir. And if it's not Chaim Yankel, then number two is a Nazir. But only the one that's right, he's the one that should be a Nazir.